Okay, the current situation at JET, basically looking at the various tools that are available and how they all fit together, give you different variations, different types of remote participation in the experiment. The main principle behind JET's REP, like the rest of remote participation at JET, has been compatibility. Basically looking for compatibility with every site within Europe. So we need to basically provide as much and as simple tools as possible. We're looking for tools that will basically allow people to build on it and to produce the presence that they want to have. And the simplest remote participation can be just somebody following an experiment to look at their diagnostic data and to look at analysis codes. For this, they need to be able to look at what's actually going on in the control room on a very simple, basic level, following actually how the experiment pulsing, following the analysis codes, and following the actual how good experiments have worked, which pulses have been successful. The most basic tool we have is JTB, which allows you to look at all of the overhead displays in the JET control room. One of the most useful ones we have found is this quadrant display, which allows you both to see the effects of the current pulse, or the pulse that just taken place from real-time data. You can look at the progress of the next pulse using the countdown mimic and the flywheel generator speed to tell you how close we are to coming up to another pulse. There's also one other JTB view that can be useful, which is the camera view of the control room. It's very infrequently, it's about 60-second refresh, but it does at least let you know when we are in the control room, if we've gone out for lunch or just got home. There is a pseudo-real-time system called the Chain 1 Summary Page. This allows you to follow the analysis sequence for any particular pulse and see which analysis codes have been run and if they've been run successfully or not. This allows people to follow their own analysis code and then look at the data in the PPF or whatever when this has been completed. The other tool available is the physics summary. This is data entered by the diagnostic coordinator. As the pulse each pulse goes through, he enters key information about that pulse and the description of how successful it was. And there's other information about what the experiment is for the day, what plans we have, and if there are any interruptions, we also put information there about the cause of the delay and the expected length of the delay. The next type of remote user we can cater for is the semi-detached user. This is somebody who doesn't have any direct interface with the actual experimental core team, but does need to interface with people in the control room. A typical example of this might be remote diagnostic control or commissioning. Basically, for this, you will need a Citrix RCA connection to the JET system, at least offline to the JET network and to the offline network, possibly even to, in a few limited cases, the online network. With this in mind, we use Java for control room communication, and we have a Java control room, we also have a Java prototype being developed, which is allowing us to have automatic data inputs into this as well, from an idea developed by D3D. We've already been using it for remote diagnostic commissioning. An example of this is by Matthias Reich. I've still got control of.
Yeah. Looks like it's me. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I was going better than last time.
No, you were going very well. Okay. We've still got FTV. Oh, hang on, I think you've just come back.
Yes.
Okay.
So, back again.
Yes, apologies, we had a network interruption here.
At what stage did you lose me? I was concentrating on the presentation rather than...
You just started that slide.
Right, so I just started this slide, apparently. Okay, we have one example that goes through remote diagnostic.
Just a moment, please. We have to connect.
One moment, we have to get the slides up again.
No, you have to have that.
Okay, we are ready again, and that's your slide. You can see the slide as well now. We are back in business. Go ahead.
Yeah, one example of semi-detached control presentation is the remote diagnostic commissioning. An example of this was the commissioning that was recently done by Matthias Reich of KA3 from Garching, which used a procedure that's been laid out, which allows him to have access onto the online network, usually basically through a local CODAS contact person, the use of tunnels, and continuous use of Jabber to communicate with a person. As long as we're in Jabber communication, we're happy to keep the tunnel open. If we lose Jabber communication with a person, then the tunnel should be closed. This is just a quick example of the prototype Jabber chat room. At the moment, it's only taking in the information from the chain one analysis, but could take in information from other automated systems like the pulse log from the session leader and other various codes. We put it there automatically. They get one general tool for following everything. Finally, we have full remote interactivity. Basically, we're allowing the ideas allow any of the core team to be off-site, well, nearly any of them. At the moment, it's restricted to the task force leader and the session coordinator. But they are able to communicate with the entire core team that is on site, from the engineering charge, the diagnostic coordinator, the pulse duty officer, plastic duty officer, and the on site session leader. Again, we keep compatibility as our core point. So we have an 8400 A3 unit installed, which has an MCU with four external connections. Aim in the AM is to use this so we have one connection to VRBS, to a permanent VRBS room similar to the one used by D3D, so that we have a continuous presence there. Other example will be available for telephone calls, for H323 and for ISDN. At the moment, there is only the one camera image coming into the system. This is from a high-resolution Sony camera, which has a 360-degree horizontal viewing angle, so it can look anywhere in the control room, and basically can see any local part, although the actual speakers and volume are only available in the actual core bridge area. So you can only speak to people in the bridge. We are going to plan, though, to introduce other camera views. We're going to install some of the infrared and visible light camera views from inside the Taurus. And we also intend to use the geo-video processing to add a data image, initially just from the boundary reconstruction PC, which will allow you to watch the pulse going through in real time. The actual layout in the bridge is the Sony camera, which is underneath the right-hand monitor, and two ceiling-mounted 32-inch LCD monitors, which allow us full geo-video. In the example shown, we have a desktop image from and camera image from a PDX running in my office. We weren't in operation when I took these photographs, so you have to do what I could do, and I could be in two places at once. So that's why it's an empty office. But we are able to provide it, and we hope to be able to broadcast it shortly. Just quickly go through the rest of the remote participation JET. We now have five rooms set up for remote participation for meetings, four large meeting rooms, including the Howe Auditorium, and large meeting rooms in K138, J2, and now K185. And we have a small meeting room in K10122. These are all H323 devices, and all but K10122 are using Aether devices now. We only use Tambow technology in this one room, and this will shortly be switched to PBX technology. In addition to PBX, to that, we also use PBX technology on personal desktops behind the firewall, and this is now in three offices, including those of the director, Jerome Pamela, as an earlier action on us to do. As I also spoken about earlier, and this is, we now have our own gatekeeper. We all EY64 numbers in GM will start with the code there, given there. And for example, the control room is ends with 4698. We're taking the policy at the moment of using the telephone extension number of the room that the device is in as the extension number for the E164 number. Although we are in a H32 device, we will retain our commitment to compatibility, and we will be using all these devices for VRBS as well as H323. All the devices we have, apart from one in PBX, obviously, will have MCUs, and will allow us to connect H323, VRBS, ISDN, and telephone. Because of the problems with the number of H323 requests we are getting now, though, we are now looking into using external MCUs. At the moment, we're doing experiments with the NIFET MCUs to see if they're suitable or not, and we're also looking at the DFN MCUs as well as a possible source. That's it. Any questions?
Okay, thank you.